From charters to magnets and other school choices, there are a lot of public education options in St. Louis. So if you're a family living in the city, how do you find the best fit for your child? It's a question one husband and wife team hopes to answer with a new website. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd has the story.
Angelie and Paul Brockmeyer have a soft spot for urban living and fixer-uppers. So when they decided to pack up and come to St. Louis to be closer to family, Paul spent his weekends scouring the city for their next project. What they found was a sprawling Victorian in Compton Heights in need of elbow grease and updates. But with a four-week-old and plans to grow their family, Angelie says there was a big question.
What are you going to do with your children for schools?
Fast forward 4 years, and the Brockmeyers are a bustling family of five. Their oldest son and daughter attend Styx Early Childhood Center, a magnet school near the Central West End. Angelie, who used to teach kindergarten in Chicago, remembers constantly hitting up other parents for school advice, then trading stories with her husband, Paul, after putting the kids to sleep.
Well, so-and-so was saying this, and so-and-so was saying that, and it was just really making the choices too difficult.
Her husband, Paul, developed software for real estate companies, and the pair started kicking around the idea of launching a website that helps families untangle their school options. But those plans stayed on the back burner. Then, one day, a friend of Angelie's told her she was moving out to the suburbs because she felt like their children couldn't get a good education in the city.
I came home and I'm like, okay, let's get this ball rolling. And my husband is like, all right.
And her husband, Paul, has some serious programming chops. He ironed out the basics for the site called stlcityschools.org in a couple of weekends. Then the couple spent months entering data on 275 schools, covering everything from neighborhood schools to magnets and charters. They also punched in data for private schools in St. Louis City and County. Parents can dial up schools and find information on things like test scores, enrollment requirements, and how well it fared under state accreditation standards. The Brockmeyers say they're not out to make money on the website. And just to be clear, Paul says they're definitely not out to dive headfirst into the prickly school choice debate.
We're just trying to get the right information to parents so that they can make the best decision possible.
Families having a hard time sorting out their options in St. Louis aren't alone, says Claire Smirker, an associate professor of public policy and education at Vanderbilt University.
I think it's a growing problem, and it's a significant one.
Smirker studies school choice programs across the country, and she says low-income families looking to take advantage of their options often face the highest hurdles, not the least of which is getting the information needed to make informed choices.
Sometimes parents choose some of the lowest performing schools when they have choice options.
It would be a fair assumption that every parent does not clearly understand every option that's available.
Doug Thaman is executive director of the Missouri Charter Public School Association, which has a hotline to help parents work through their charter school options. Separately, St. Louis Public Schools has an office that explains the magnet and choice schools that it runs. And Thaman says it might be time to consider a central clearinghouse for all public school choices.
Some cities have kind of a central database or even an office that kind of gets them started. And it could be that as the number of choices continues to increase, that we need to look at doing something to benefit parents and to help them out.
In the meantime, Angelie Brockmeyer says they've created a nonprofit, City Parents League of St. Louis, to support their website. And she says they're gathering up volunteers for workshops that can help parents from all backgrounds figure out their options.
Let's sit down and do this together because there are choices.
And while no date has been set, the Brockmeyers hope to schedule their first organizational meeting in the coming weeks. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.